Derek Bartlett's about 6'4", thickly built, a former Marine. He's the kind of guy you might find intimidating if you didn't know this about him.
I am afraid of the dark. Yeah, 100%. I am afraid of coming into this building alone, even with the lights on.
Despite being afraid of the dark, Derek's a ghost hunter and a haunted history tour guide.
Any more questions, ladies?
About 20 people are here with me for Derek's ghost hunter tour. Most are here for a bit of local history, some good clean fun, maybe a scare or two.
Okay, folks, let me grab my things and we'll get on our way.
Derek's led this tour since 2005, and he's developed a kind of funny routine. Here, he's telling the tour to keep an eye out for Edmund Hawes, a ghost he claims haunts Barnstable in a white shirt.
So this evening, as we're walking through the village and you see a gentleman fitting that description, I say take a close look at his white shirt. Because if it says Cape Cod on it, or Martha's Vineyard on it, it's probably not going to be him. He wears a billowy 17th century shirt.
And this kind of thing, the tall tales, the jokes, this I expected. I don't believe in ghosts. I'm what Derek would call a skeptic. And yet, I'm still not sure what to make of what Derek tells me about his own experiences.
Through the years of doing this, paranormal investigating, I've been choked and punched and forced down to the ground by unseen hands. I have been partially possessed, and I brought a ghost home and made my own house haunted.
Wait, partially possessed? Explain that.
I was doing investigation. It snowed that night, and we thought we saw a dark thing cross the backyard, and that was it.
Later, he headed home and went to sleep, an unusually long sleep.
But that day I slept for 24 hours and I woke up not liking my job, not liking my relationship, not liking my car, not liking anything about my life. And I ended up doing 4 days of destructive behavior, sitting at a bar basically.
After the fourth day, Derek headed back home and out of the corner of his eye, he saw something.
It looked like a head and a shoulder and arm looking, peering around the door jamb at me.
That night, he heard banging and rustling from inside his bedroom. It sounded like furniture moving around.
The next morning, I had woken up, opened the door cautiously, looked around. Nothing was out of place. Not a thing.
After another long night of sleep, he says he woke up feeling different.
I was back to where I was 4 days previously. Back to liking my job, which I had lost because I didn't go to work. Loved my car, but I couldn't find it, which was found in the swamp somewhere where I ditched it.
We've made it to a pitch-black cemetery to do some hunting ourselves.
Folks, let me hand out some digital voice recorders.
The digital recorders Derek hands out are for electronic voice phenomena. And here's the idea. You take a recorder up to a headstone and you ask a few questions. Later, you listen back to the recordings, keeping your ears peeled for voices responding to those questions.
How old were you when you passed away?
Follow-ups tend to be challenging.
What do you want to ask?
After about 20 minutes, people listen back to their recordings.
Are you resting in peace?
Nothing? It seems everyone's come up empty. After several hours on the tour, it's hard not to wonder why Derek does this. He's scared of the dark but spends hours surrounded by it. On most nights, he cracks jokes about something he seems to have plenty of reason to fear. It all becomes a little more clear to me on one of the last stops.
Now, people say, Derek, you're crazy. It's all in your head. I wish it was. Be easy to take care of. But see, unfortunately, if you're in the car with me, you see them as well. I've been divorced twice because of these things. I sleep with my TV set on, my lights on, so I don't see them.
Those are pretty personal things to tell a group of strangers. Derek says he shares this stuff to comfort people, so they know that hauntings can happen to anyone. But I wonder if there's some comfort in the telling, too. If he gets some solace from sharing this piece of himself with his tours. Maybe it makes him feel a little less alone in the dark. For WCAI's Ways of Life, I'm Alvin Melleth in Barnstable.